It could be one of the biggest no-brainers in the history of the world.
Peak Wealth Management proudly presents Finding True Wealth with Nick Hopwood, where we believe by providing education and guidance, we help our clients make sound financial decisions, which ultimately puts them on a path towards their definition of true wealth. Now, here is your certified financial planner professional and founder of Peak Wealth Management, Nick Hopwood.
Health savings accounts, or HSA for short, they've been around since 2003. That was back when President Bush improved upon the medical savings account or flexible savings accounts. So HSAs are far superior compared to their predecessors because of the triple tax-free benefits. And also, they are not one of these use-it-or-lose-it plans. They're becoming more and more important as our healthcare cost crisis continues, and I predict that your HSA will play a significant role in years to come. Back in 2016, a study by Fidelity estimated that healthcare costs for a couple starting retirement today, so let's say they're 65 and they're going to live to 90, between 65 and 90, their healthcare costs would add up to over $260,000. At first glance, it might seem a little outrageous. It did to me at first, but they've actually been publishing these figures for a little over 10 years, and the first time the results for the study came out, and back then it was still a large number, over $200,000, I dismissed it. But when you kick the tires and look under the hood and examine the numbers, consider this. A Medicare premium today, even if you're in the low income bracket, is $134 per month. So that's $134 for me and $134 for my wife. And let's say I have a Medicare supplement. Let's just call it $200 a month. So that's $200 a month for me, $200 a month for my wife. Now that totals $668 per month, and I have not even paid my deductibles or copays, and I have not accounted for inflation over 25 years. So if you look at it just there, $668 a month for 25 years is $200,000. So once you add in the deductibles and copays and inflation, you can see how Fidelity can easily come up with a number of $260,000. So I don't need to do a big study or research paper. I can just use a quick little spreadsheet like that and agree with them. So, and that doesn't even consider the fact that Medicare is a broken system. Just like Social Security, it faces systemic structural problems, which leads me to wonder, what will happen to the Medicare premiums in the future? Maybe $134 will be a lot higher at some point. So now that we understand what we're up against, let's circle back to the HSA. The HSA could be a bank account or an investment account, which can be used for medical costs, just like an IRA or a 401k is designed to be used for retirement. You're eligible to contribute to an HSA as long as your high deductible health insurance policy is HSA compliant. So if you're wondering, is my health insurance policy HSA compliant? Just call them, find out. And if you are a single individual, the contribution limit for this year, 2018, is $3,450. And if you are a family, so two or more, the limit is $6,900. So we understand that it makes sense to put money away for the future, but what exactly are the benefits of an HSA? I mean, why do we need to set up a separate special account just for medical? After all, couldn't we just include that in our existing investment plan? And I would say the number one reason why you want to use the HSA is for taxes. Health savings accounts are the only triple tax-free investment option in the U.S. tax code. So here's how it works. When you make a deposit, so let's say you put in your $6,900 for the family, you're going to write that off. You're going to take that tax deduction just like you would for a 401k or an IRA. The second thing is when the money grows, so if you're earning interest, dividends, or capital appreciation, the earnings are deferred just like in a 401k, an IRA, or a Roth IRA. And part three, When you make withdrawals for qualified medical expenses, the withdrawals come out tax-free, just like a Roth IRA. So nothing in the tax code can match the triple tax-free benefit of the HSA, not even the Roth. Because remember, a Roth is funded with after-tax contributions. So that's the difference. The HSA is pre-tax, where the Roth is after-tax. And another important detail is that if you take withdrawals after age 65 for general retirement expenses, so in other words, you take it out and you go on a trip rather than using it for medical, you don't pay a penalty, but you would pay ordinary income taxes on your withdrawal, similar to the way an IRA is taxed. So even, the quote-unquote penalties for not using the money as intended are not too bad. So how has my family been using the HSA? And unfortunately, from like 04 to 2014, we were using the HSA. We were choosing the high deductible health insurance plans because we wanted a lower premium and we're healthy. So that made sense. And so that made us eligible for the HSA. And our mindset was to put the money in the HSA and take the tax deduction and then immediately use that money in the HSA bank account as we incurred medical costs. So with a high deductible health insurance plan, you go to the doctor, doctor bills you $150. I would have my little HSA debit card and just swipe it at the doctor's office, and that's that. So I was happy at that time because I thought, hey, you know, I'm putting this money aside for medical, I'm getting my tax break, and it doesn't even have to hurt my budget otherwise. The problem with that is you're not taking advantage of the tax deferral or the tax-free withdrawals at a later time. So we were treating it just as a reimbursement program. Basically, we had a health savings account. The only benefit was the tax deduction. And the next logical path here is that we have a health investment account. So what if we treated it instead of a bank account like an investment account? So rather than making the deposit and taking it out right away, we actually leave the money in the health savings account and invest the money. And then when I go to that doctor and get that $150 bill, I pay for it out of my normal bank account, out of my normal cash flow. So we were in our 20s when we started this. And if you're going to have a 40-year working period and you're earning 5% on your money, my annual contributions would be worth over $600,000 at that time in retirement, and that would be triple tax-free. So, like I said, Fidelity said that the cost would be $260,000, but if you're actually investing the money, it could be worth way more than that, and you could easily cover your health insurance costs and then actually use it for other retirement needs as well. All right, so if you already have a health savings account set up, consider depositing the maximum amount allowed and invest the money to help cover your future needs. And if you do not have a health savings account, investigate to see if you're eligible and get started today. And if you're not eligible, consider how an HSA may fit into your 2019 healthcare plan. Now, for my family, we've set up an account with HSABank.com, and they have an arrangement with TD Ameritrade, so we can have the Ameritrade investment account linked up to our HSA bank account. So each month they have an automatic transfer feature. So when we add our money into the HSA bank, then it automatically gets transferred over to Ameritrade and everything works out really well. If you have a $500,000 portfolio and you're looking for a second opinion, please apply for an appointment online at peakwm.com, or you can reach out to me directly via email, nick@peakwm.com. And also, if you found value in this episode, why don't you go back and start with episode 1 and listen all the way through. And then subscribe so you don't miss any future episodes. Thanks. Talk to you next time.
You've been listening to the Peak Financial Minute with Nick Hopwood. You can subscribe to this podcast through iTunes and the Android Marketplace or by visiting www.peakwm.com. Peak Wealth Management is your premier wealth management partner. Plan, protect, peak.
Securities offered through Regulus Advisors, LLC. Member FINRA SIPC. Investment advisory services offered through Peak Wealth Management, LLC, a state of Michigan registered investment advisor. Peak Wealth Management, LLC is independent of Regulus Advisors.